Hey, this is Matty V coming again with another episode of the Fattening America Weekly Podcast, where I share with you thoughts, ideas, and different things that I've come across in my weight loss journey. Well, I made it back from Ohio. Took some time out, left on Friday afternoon, headed on down to Ohio to meet up with a couple of Facebook friends. One that I had met before, Neil. Met him out in New Jersey. He had driven up from where he lives in Pennsylvania. Drove up to New Jersey. We walked around Red Bank together. We ate lunch together. We just had a real good conversation. Neil and I, our relationship goes way back to 2005 when I first started my weight loss journey. And he had come across some posts that I had done on the Alt Support Diet news group, and just was fascinated by this over 400-pound man who was excited to mow his lawn and do many of the other things that I couldn't do before. And that sparked him to start his own weight loss journey. And right now he is hovering right around the little less than 300 pounds, I believe, on his way down. And I'm very proud of him for that, and I applaud his weight loss. He has turned into a cyclist. He is an avid bicycler, and his many travels. He's also a big hiker, too. He likes hiking as well as a part of his weight loss journey, and I think that's great. That is super. So Friday night, I met up with him, and we went to the Cuyahoga National Park and checked out the Brandywine Falls, which is supposedly the highest falls in Ohio. So we checked that out. He had driven a whole 9 hours from Pennsylvania without air conditioning, come to find out. So when he showed up at my hotel room door, he just looked like he was about ready to melt. You could just tell that the heat had gotten to him. But we went out to check out the falls, do a little walking, which was a great time. It was humid because of all the trees and everything. It was hot. It was humid. Just pouring sweat. But we got lots of nice pictures of the falls. Had a really good conversation. And then the next day, we were going to meet up with another Facebook friend, Aaron, who lived in Ohio. I talked to Aaron via email, via Facebook posts, but never talked to him on the phone or in person. So it was kind of one of those face-to-face meetings that you're unsure of how to handle things. And the plan was for me to head out to Aaron's house in just outside of Cleveland. And I thought Neil was going to be there. So I felt a little bit comfortable. I know Neil, so when he gets there, we'll be fine. But Neil didn't show up. Neil was going to meet us in Cleveland. So I was just shocked and a little bit nervous meeting Aaron on my own. But just like with meeting Neil, Aaron was just a great guy. We just clicked like we've been friends for years and years and years, which we've been friends for a couple of years. But like I said, we never met in person. But meeting him in person, it was like just another day, you know. Hugs, hey, glad to meet you, glad to see you. You know, we talked a lot over the internet, but it's really great to see each other. We talked about his bikes. He had, during my prior plans of coming to Ohio, Aaron had talked about getting a bike for me that we could all take a bike ride together. So he showed me the bike that he had for me, and he's like, "You want to take it for a spin?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I guess." As a side script to the bike ride situation, I hadn't gotten on a bike since 2009. It's just my weight started going up and up and up, and the bike that I had, and I love that bike, it was perfect for me. It was a early 80s road bike made by Panasonic. It was a Panasonic Sport 500. Had nice handlebars. I liked the handlebars. It was kind of a heavy frame, but not too heavy. But it's got these thin road tires on it. And it got to a point where my weight, I had gotten so heavy with gaining back the weight, that the tires, even at a little bit over full inflation, were still flattened because of my weight. So I stopped riding that bike, never got another bike, and my weight started to continue to go upward. So I had talked about getting another bike. I'd set money aside to get another bike. But anyway, getting back to the story, Aaron's like, hey, you know, you want to get on the bike? I was nervous because of my left leg. Now, those of you that have listened to this podcast know that 9 months ago I was in a serious car accident that shattered my left leg. It's still growing. I have lots of metal in there. A doctor said that if he had it to do over again, he would amputate versus trying to save it. Just because of the uncertainty of the future. You know, when you get an amputation, it's amputated. You're going to have to wear a prosthetic the rest of your life. Go forth and go on with your life. When it comes to rebuilding, don't know what's going to happen in the future. Don't know if I'm going to need additional surgeries. Don't know if they're going to have to switch out the hardware. You know, all this kind of stuff just kind of is up in the air. And I think that's why the doctor, it was borderline in the beginning, and I think he was being a little bit ambitious that he wanted to see if he could save it. He did, but again, you know, don't know what's going to happen in the future. Whereas now, looking in hindsight, I guess he felt that it would probably be more beneficial to me and the auto insurance company to just amputate and cut down on much of the unknown expenses that are going to happen in the future. But anyway, I hadn't gotten on the bike since 2009, and I had talked about and toyed with the idea of getting a bike again, thinking that maybe getting on a bike, there wouldn't be as much pressure on my leg, you know, when I'm pedaling versus walking, that my butt and thighs would be able to, and the bike itself would be able to balance out my weight a little bit more, take some of the pressure off of my leg, and allow me to exercise it, and also get the flexing back on my leg, my foot and my ankle, get that flexion back. Because since the surgery, I've gotten scars that kind of limit my movement, and the hopes is that with those muscles and tendons, and if I could stretch that skin out a little bit more, that I could get a better flexion on my foot, and in the long run, that's going to help me. So he says, here, try out this bike, give it a shot. Well, I got on the bike, and I was just really apprehensive. I was nervous. I didn't know what I was going to do. I was afraid that if I fell, that could severely damage or dislodge all the hardware that's in that leg. And here I was in Ohio, not knowing the hospital system or anything like that. I just was scared to death getting on it, but I swallowed that fear and put my foot on the pedal, and I pushed off. I was a bit unsteady. I could feel the bike was just, you know, wobbling a little bit underneath my frame, you know, my weight, because, you know, I'm just trying to do what I can to keep it steady. My mind's going a million miles a minute, trying to figure things out. But when I got that first pump in, it all started coming back to me. And the second pump, and the third pump, and the fourth pump, and I found myself not being as wobbly. And I started to enjoy it, and I went down to the end of his block and came back, and just feeling my legs as I'm pumping the pedals and holding on to the handlebars, it was a feeling that I hadn't had in a long time, and that was a true accomplishment. I can't say in a long time. The last time I felt it was when I finished that 5K walk. So it's that same kind of feeling. And I could say that my dismount definitely needs some work. I think I need to learn to dismount on my left, on my right leg instead of my left leg, for sure. But I did it. And Aaron took video of me biking, which I'm hoping he's going to get me a copy of that soon. But I had done it. I had ridden a bike for the first time in 4 years. And that was an amazing feeling, that even though I was a little bit unsteady, a bit unsure of myself, that I still accomplished that. And that was amazing. I'm kind of glad the way the weekend worked out. It was kind of rainy, kind of up in the air. So I was kind of glad for that, because Neil, he wanted to take me on a biking tour and everything. I mean, I hadn't ridden a bike in 4 years, had the accident. I'm not sure if he understood the logistics of, you know, maybe we shouldn't go on a 5 mile bike tour right now. You know, let's take it slow, take it easy, and just do it a little bit at a time. Because I know if we would have loaded up that bike and did what Neil wanted to do, that I could probably handle a quarter of a mile, maybe. And then that would be it. I would be done. So I'm thankful for the weather, really. So I came back, and Aaron was all smiles. He's like, "Hey, man, you did it. Look, you did it." And as we walked the bike up to his garage, he says, "You know what?" He says, I want you to have this bike. I put it together for you. I think you're going to benefit from it, so I want you to have it." And I was just floored. I was like, my goodness, you know, here, somebody that I've known on the internet for a couple of years, just met in person, you know, 15 minutes into getting together, he's giving me this bike. And it's not a cheap bike, you know. It's not a cheap Huffy or a cheap Schwinn or anything. It's a nice bike, and, you know, it's probably worth a couple hundred dollars. But he wanted me to have it. He says, my family has gotten its use out of it. We moved up in bikes, and I fixed this up for you. I want you to have it. And he helped me. It's got a quick release front and rear wheel, so we took the front wheel off it and loaded it up in my car. And I was just floored. I was just totally floored. But we had a good time. Aaron took me to the West Side Market in Ohio City, which is a suburb, which is a section of Cleveland. It actually was a city at one time, but was apparently swallowed up by Cleveland. It's more of a, maybe a, it's a hipster area. That's what it is. Hipster area. Lots of bars, lots of boutiques. Reminded me a little bit of what I've seen of, like, Portland, Oregon, or the Soho section of New York. Just really a bohemian kind of place, and this Westside Market is a huge indoor farm market. So there's fresh fruits and vegetables. On the other side, there's fresh fish, there's meats, there's cheeses, there's just all sorts of stuff. So we walked through there, we took a walk around Ohio City, checked some things out, and then after we were all done there, we went out to one of the neighborhoods in Cleveland and saw the house from the movie A Christmas Story. Apparently, this gentleman back in 2005 found the Christmas Story house up for sale on eBay for $150,000. He won the bid, bought it, spent a ton of money gutting and refurbishing the house so it looks like it did in the movie. All the exterior shots, we were told, were of the house. Anytime a character is in front of a window or looking out of a window happened at the house. Anything else happened on a soundstage. The school that Ralphie and Flick and Schwartz go to and Randy go to, that is in Canada. The Chinese restaurants in Canada. The department store is downtown Cleveland. Higbee's department store is a department store, and it is still there and is still operating. any of the other interior scenes that don't involve a window, those were done on a soundstage. I believe there are some kitchen scenes that were done without any windows. So what he did was is he tried to taking the information from the movie itself, tried to refurbish the house to look like it did in the movie. Obviously, there are the kitchen's smaller than the movie version. The stairway is just a little bit different than it was. But basically, he the bathroom upstairs, he had to redo the upstairs kitchen hall or upstairs hallway with the telephone that had to be redone and everything, but he made it as close as he could to the movie. Also bought a house across the street and turned that into a museum. Has a lot of the artifacts from the movie, clothes and whatnot from the movie. And then he bought a house a little bit further down and turned that into a gift shop. So it was kind of neat. But the biggest thrill for me throughout that entire trip was Aaron and giving me that bike. I mean, that's just amazing. And since then, I've gotten the bike home. I did take a ride with my youngest son. My youngest son has always asked me since he got his new bike, "Dad, let's go for a ride, get your bike." It's like, "Buddy, I don't have a bike. I can't go with you." Yesterday morning, I put the bike together, and I tell him, "Hey, let's go for a ride." So we took a little bit of a ride, not far, not long, because my leg is bothering me. I think that's from all the walking that I've done over the past couple days. And then just being on the bike, having all those muscles stretch a bit further than when you walk, you know, your legs kind of contract and constrict a little bit different, so I'm hitting some new muscles and new tendons that I hadn't before. So I'm thinking that's what that has to do with it. So, that's my adventure in Ohio. You can visit my blog. I'll have a little bit more on my bike trip or my biking experience today. You can go to Matty's Tribe, that's MattyStribe.wordpress.com. Also check out my ebook review site. Every day, Monday through Friday, I review a different book that's either free or was free at one time. I give you my reviews on those books. Today, I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I got to do a fiction book according to my schedule, so be sure to look at that, and you could go to www.mattysebookreviews.wordpress.com. As always, you could go to my website, www.iweighedmorethanjared.com. check out previous podcasts right here. But I appreciate everything. And until next time, this is Matty V saying take care, and we'll see you on the Fattening of America.